once in southern Brazil. I said, okay, well, so we had a little geography lesson and then a climatology lesson. And really walking around with him and visiting different cooperatives, East End Co-op, credit unions, mountain equipment co-op, stores, going into a Whole Foods, a supermarket, everything for him was like amazing. We did a 10,000 Villages store opening, and he was really here to study and understand the market more as a farmer. And as a guy who had farmed coca for years, because it was paying him more to farm coca than cocoa, and the revolution there is with organics and fair trade is that the differential between, there's still a differential between coca and cocoa now, but it's not high enough that farmers can't do the switch. When it's 5-to-1 and you have to feed your family, you don't ask yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. Good evening. You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the monthly edition of the show. So, as usual, I'm just catching up with what's new in the station and etc. So, if you have any requests that you'd like to make, please feel free to call. The number is 604-822-2487. I started the show off with The Dreamers, a Swedish duo, from their album Day for Night on Friendly Noise Records, and you heard the song One Day in the Woods. A bit sleepy to start off the show, but if you are in any way a regular listener, you would know that the show's a bit sleepy, and that's what makes it so great, right? I'm here until 8 o'clock, so I will be playing primarily new-ish stuff for you because I am still in the process of moving, all packed up, no CDs to access. And unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but it is Asian Heritage Month in May, and so I do tend to do a special program highlighting artists of Asian descent, but it's not really going to happen tonight because I don't have access to my collection and didn't have time to track down everything in our library. So it's mostly new stuff. I'll probably throw in a few token Asian musicians, which is just great, isn't it? If you have any requests in that area, go for it. Give me a call. Coming up right now is yet another track off of David Shrigley's Worried Noodles CD, Scout Niblet.
I heard the bell ringing, ding dong, ding dong. There was a funeral, ding dong, ding dong. Lots of people at the funeral, ding dong, ding dong. Funeral of a rock star, ding dong, ding dong. Who died in a fight, ding dong, ding dong. He got his head punched off, ding dong. Starting dong, ding, dong. I heard the bell ringing, ding, dong.
is not a test. No, this is not a test. Taking numbers never made sense anyways. No, this is not a test. No, this is not a test. 'Cause you can't. This is not.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a lovely, if not slightly too repetitive song by El Perro del Mar, who is, seems like Swedish ladies are the theme so far of the evening, even though it's Asian Heritage Month. It is, that project is the solo project of one woman, Sarah Ospring, who I believe is Swedish, and that song was called Inner Island, in case you couldn't guess, and this is off of her second album called From the Valley to the Stars. And before that was the No Twist, German pop sensations from Neon Golden with the song Consequence, and I had a request to play something off their new album, but that is not available to me yet, I'm afraid. So my apologies, but Consequence goes out to my dear friend Jenny. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but hopefully it was enjoyable nonetheless. Before that was She and Him from Emerge, a record CD called, well, Volume 1. And that was the song This Is Not a Test. I believe that I played something off of this last show. She and Him is also known as Zooey Deschanel, the somewhat famous actress, and M. Ward. And it's very catchy stuff. She writes almost all of the material on the CD. And it's very catchy and fun. So no wonder Merge picked them up. And starting off the set was Scout Niblet from the 2-CD compilation David Shrigley's Worried Noodles. And that was The Bell. So it's 5 minutes until 7. I will be here until 8. If you'd like to give a call, the number is 604-822-2487. Oh, actually, before I forget, I should mention that El Perro del Mar is performing in Vancouver very soon. It's, I believe it's next week. Yes, Wednesday, a week tonight, Wednesday, May 14th, at the Red Room. So if you'd like that song, then you should go check out the live show. Other things that are happening this month, I might as well mention what is happening. There is a Mint Records weekend, next weekend. It's called Mint and Friends at the Railway Club. Starting off on Thursday, May 15th, it's the Songwriters in the Round, hosted by Carolyn Mark. And there are, my goodness, 8 different performances. I'm assuming they're going to be short, including Larissa Loiva of Kellarissa, formerly of Piano, Paul and Lucy of Young and Sexy. I will be playing something off their new album shortly. Caleb Stull of the Parlor Steps, Cameron and Charla of Bella, and the list goes on. The following night, Friday, May 16th, is, I don't know, I was going to say it's more rockin', but I don't know if that's a fact. The Ramblin' Ambassadors from Calgary, Carolyn Mark from Victoria, Hot Panda from Edmonton, newly signed to Mint, I believe, and The Great Outdoors. And Saturday, May 17th, The Parlor Steps, The Awkward Stage, Vonnegut Dollhouse, and Rebecca Higgs from Halifax. That's all at the Railway Club next weekend, and that's presented by CBC Radio 3, CITR, and Mint Records. There was a big show happening, Modest Mouse, yes, at Deer Lake Park on Friday, May 23rd. I have no idea if that's sold out. Huge show, crazy. I haven't seen them since probably the Starfish Room, and some of you probably don't even remember that venue, sadly. Okay, so starting off the next set is a lovely song. It's a cover of Snail House, sung by Sarah Holman.
Mm-hmm. poke at my iris. Why can't I cry about this? Maybe there is something that you know that I don't. We adopt a brand new language, communicate through pursed lips, and you try not to put on any sexy clothes or graces. I might never catch a mouse and present it in my mouth to make you feel you're with someone who deserves to be with you. But there's one thing we've got going, and it's the only thing worth knowing. It's got lots to do with magnets and the pull of the moon. Why won't our love keel over as it chokes on a bone? We can mourn its passing and then bury it in snow. Or should we kick its cunt in and watch as it dies from bleeding? If you don't want to be with me, just say and I will go. Has been a real I've got shin splints and a stitch from weed, but like a drunken night, it's the best bits that are colored in. Should look through some old photos. I adored you in every one of those. If someone took a picture of us now, they'd need to be told that we had ever clung and tied a navy knot with arms at night. I'd say she was his sister, but she doesn't have his nose. And now we're unrelated and rid of all the shit we hate. But I hate when I feel like this, and I never hated you.
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Frightened Rabbit. I love that name. Off of their new album, The Midnight Organ Fight. And the song was Poke. This is their second album, Scottish Guitar Pop Perfectionists, according to their publicist or record label, which happens to be Fat Cat Records. Before Frightened Rabbit was Now Sleepy Head off of a compilation called Keep Singing. And the song was called Pandemic. And this is a release from Exotic Fever Records, which I am not familiar with. But it's a very, this album is a very good cause. It's a compilation CD to benefit compassion over killing. And the record label owner, Katie Otto, says that she's hoping this CD will catalyze other projects, shows, benefits, and actions to raise awareness about the cruelty of factory farming and the absurdity of sustaining animal-based diets. Regardless of your current diet, there are delicious meals and treats to try in here. So if you buy the CD, there are recipes in the liner notes contributed by all the artists. And I believe that there might be some kind of PDF that you can get from the record label website. Don't quote me on that, but why don't you go to www.exoticfever.com and poke around and see what's there. Some of the recipes in the liner notes look very good, and I would encourage you to check it out. And I'm not at all biased. I'm not really familiar with the other artists on here. Gina Young, Strike Anywhere, Life at These Speeds, Attrition in First Person, Wrong Day to Quit. The list goes on. It could be these are more hardcore groups that I'm not familiar with, or just I'm out of the loop. Either way, that was a good song. And starting off the set was Sarah Hallman from another compilation. This one's called Do You Want to Talk All Night? It's a Sappy Records tribute to Snail House. And the first track is by John Tielli. Other groups on here, Moonsocket, Rick White, both of whom were in Eric's Trip, The Acorn, and Shotgun Jimmy. I'm not actually familiar with all of these. Sappy Records run out of New Brunswick, Canada. So, maybe now I will play for you the token Asian groups to celebrate Vancouver Asian Heritage Month, although these are not actually from Vancouver. So go figure. But you can count on me to always play Seam when it has to do with Asian heritage. Soo Young Park, the leader of the band, is well known for doing many artistic projects that promote Asian heritage, he being a Korean American. And before Seam broke up, they were, I think they were 3/4 also Korean American. So without further ado, here is an old song by them, Wildcat. We'll be right back.
Saw you once at the mall. Saw you twice at the show. pass back to you.
Cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
This is And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard Mia Doy Todd from her latest album, Gia. And the lovely song In the End, which I actually meant to play a song I hadn't already played from this album, but I believe that I have played this song. Whatever, you probably don't remember it, right? Mia Doy Todd is based in L.A., and she is half Japanese-American, hence my including her in this very short tribute to Asian Heritage Month. Three songs by three cool Asian-American bands. Mia Doy Todd, I believe that actually she is the daughter of the first Japanese-American judge, but I could be wrong. I'm pulling that out of somewhere. I don't think that's on her bio. I've heard that somewhere. Anyway, before Mia Doy Todd was Emily Sassy Lime, which, if you think about it, is a palindrome. And I didn't think about it. That's just what they're known for. Emily Sassy Lime. This came out in 1995. And the song you heard was Teenage Heart Attack. It's from the CD Right Is Here on Christmas Records, or Xmas Records. I know they had at least one other album, maybe more, and they were associated with Kill Rock Stars. That was recorded when they were just out of high school, or just still in high school. The trio, all Asian-American, teenage, sort of Riot Girl, a little bit friendlier than some Riot Girl, but good nonetheless. And if you're curious as to what these gals are up to now, or at least more recently, let me see. Emily Ryan, I'm not sure what she played, but she actually starred in one of John Moritsugu's films, the underground punk film Scum Rock, which you may or may not have seen. It's enjoyable. And there were two sisters, Amy Yao and Wendy Yao. Amy Yao has been in various bands over the years, collaborating with Toby Vale from Bikini Kill. And she got her MFA in sculpture at the Yale School of Art. And Wendy Yao currently runs a shop in downtown LA called Ooga Booga. And I've heard of that shop. It's got, I think it's very sort of giant robot-y, lots of local art and music. But I didn't make the connection that she was an Emily's Sassy Limer. Anyway, and starting off the set was Seam, one of my all-time favorite indie bands. And that was off of The Problem With Me, which was the first album that I ever wrote a review for Discorder, back in 1993, probably. Anyway, that song you heard was Wildcat, and Seam is led by Soo Young Park, who has been playing music for a long time, was involved in a tour, the name escapes me, of Asian American and Canadian bands toured across North America, and released a CD. So anyway, it's just after 7:30, so I'll be here for just under half an hour longer. Starting off the next set is something new from Vancouver's own Young and Sexy.
Goddamn, where are all the stars up in this big black blue? The sky's torn wide, but underneath your hair, you swear you'll hook the crook that sold us down, and you swear to forge your daggers with care. Peer through the lock and breathe what heaven sent, the heavy musk of success. On their lips, in truth they pray in rhymes, and
Polly will be on the beach tonight. our party, let's have it on the beach tonight. The waves are there, the stars are there. Our party, let's make it on the beach tonight. We'll have water tonight, sea water and drinking water too. We'll bring our water and the blankets there. Our party will be on the beach tonight. Charcoal will cover everything tonight. Ashes from the fire over everything. Ashes from the fire. Ashes from the fire will cover everything we're wearing at the party tonight.
side of the penny marked punks are selling black and white fanzines. She buys one, walks on by.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was the lovely Hannah Huckelberg from her most recent album, Reichstrasse 68, and the song Berlin. And she's Norwegian and a Grammy Award winner in Norway, I believe. Not so much here, but not to say she doesn't deserve to be. That's on Propeller Recordings, licensed in North America, I guess, to Network Productions. Before that was Jonathan Richman from another album of his. What is it? His 20th? The album's called Because Her Beauty is Raw and Wild. And the song that I chose to play for you was called Our Party Will Be on the Beach Tonight. And that just came out a couple weeks ago. I think it's on Vapor Records, which seems to be what his records are on, but I can't tell you. This is just a promo copy, not for sale. And starting off the set was Young and Sexy from Vancouver on Mint Records. And this new album is called The Ark, and the song that you heard was called Peer Through the Lock. And as I mentioned, two of Young and Sexy are playing next weekend. They've put the information away. How terrible. I think it was next Thursday at the Railway Club, but maybe you should go to mintrecords.com, something to that effect, and check it out. Actually, it's mintrex.com or youngandsexy.org. There you go. And before I forget, I was actually going to mention a little bit about Explorasian, which is Vancouver Asian Heritage Month's colloquial name. And you can go to explorasian.org. That's explorasian.org. And you will find the whole schedule for Asian Heritage Month in Vancouver. There's lots. There's pretty much something every single day. So I really can't tell you everything. But for example, there is the 9th Annual Asian Comedy Night at Your Sketch 2. Vancouver Rice Bowl Competition, not quite sure what that means. That's on Friday, May 9th. And pretty much anything that you would be interested in should be found this month around town. Various things, visual arts, music, literary readings, events as part of the Vancouver International Children's Festival, which begins next week. And lots to do and see, many free events, so you should check out explorasian.org for all the details. One thing I will mention, the Yoshida brothers from Japan, basically like rock stars there, will be playing on Saturday, May 24th. They are virtuosic shamisen players. Should be interesting, to say the least. So anyway, check it out, explorasian.org. There are also events in June, and you can find information on events throughout the year that relate to Asian heritage and culture. So that was my plug for it, trying to make up for the fact that I did not do a special on my show, but maybe in the coming months. So it's 10 minutes till 8. I'm almost out of here. Coming up at 8 is Folk Oasis with your gracious host, Val Cormier, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to leave you with something from Tender Forever, followed by Veda Hilly, and that will probably be it. I will try to squeeze in something else if I have time, but if not, please do tune in again first Wednesday of June for And Sometimes Why. Thanks for listening. Good night. Your heart is sore.
If you could be someone else, would you ask someone like me to train? You would feel what I had felt the day I gave what I had left. And if the wolves ever show up, then you would sing your name and then shut up. You should go out and walk barefoot. You should measure your longest tooth. Is too tiny, mine is too big for love to be. We should forget about your size and focus on what you had. And if the wolves never show up, it's 'cause they feel they know that you gave up. I should teach you this brand new song so you can teach it to someone.
Of saints, what they are is what you ain't. You go on all cripple fisted, you know you're strong enough to lift this. How's it feel to play Saint Joan? Nothing we cheated, poor burnt bone. I will not murder, I will not martyr, I will hit you harder. I am made of iron, iron maiden bleeder. Keep back, keep back, keep back 100 meters. Saw St. Agnes being good, so on the road they went to kill her. One strike of his sword killed that little girl. She cried, I belong to my Savior. I am made of iron, iron maiden bleeder. Keep back, keep back, keep back 100 meters. I will not. How's it feel to play St. Clair? Our bodies are not made of brass, they're made of thread and air. And blood comes out in pints and liters. Keep your paws off, filthy cheaters. It takes two men to hold me down. It takes three men to hold me down. It takes nine men to hold me down. It takes two men to hold me down. It takes nine men to hold me down. It takes 12 men to hold me down with a broken bone and a gashed up crown. I am made of iron, Iron Maiden bleeder. Don't you know how fast I can run 100 meters? I will not martyr, I will not martyr. I will live long and happy on your blood and water. I will not martyr, I will not martyr. Miss you all like I miss my daughter. I will not martyr, I will not martyr. I made you monsters, I can make you harder. Keep your distance, trust, respect, you show resistance. Keep your distance, trust, respect, you show resistance.